Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, here with our assignment from yesterday. There is no duty we so underrate as the duty of being happy. By being happy, we sow anonymous benefits upon the world. Egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, has managed to give duty, like service, commitment, and responsibility, a bad reputation for a lot of folks. Those things are the opposite of happy, aren't they? How can I be happy, which is defined as doing whatever I want, if I'm bogged down with grim obligations like duty, commitments, responsibilities, and most odious of all, service? I have to be free to be happy. And it turns out that's true. We need to be free of ego if we are to be happy. Today, notice that little spark of happy you feel when you keep your commitment to do your duty, to be present to presence. Record and listen. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, please.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning.
Hello?
This is Greta.
Hey, Greta.
Hi. So one thing that I noticed is when I'm not here, happy is pretty far away, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so yesterday I was driving and listening to a lot of group recordings, and then also when I went for my walk. And one thing I've really been noticing about those recordings is, you know, I don't know what's going on, so I have to listen really closely. And when I do that, it creates this incredible focus of attention. And I realize how much, not only what the content is, but I think it's the process of really paying close attention that I just feel so, just bright and cheerful. And it usually results in laughter and smiling. And I think it's as much the process as the content.
Oh, I bet you're right. Yeah, you could probably be anywhere doing anything with that focused presence, and you'd be just kind of giggling your way through life.
Right. Yeah, I notice it with other things that I'm doing if I can really be there. And I think we've talked about it in various conversations about just that that 1 second slice of presence, or however we describe it, where we're just, even if we can just hook into it for just that split second, everything changes, everything shifts. It's just like, getting unmuted in the queue. Oh, right. So I'm here now.
Yes, I'm here now. Everything's great. Ashwini and I were having a conversation about that recently. And exploring the exactly what you're pointing at, that there's a belief that ego likes people to have, that presence feels a certain way, right? That there'll be an emotional component to being present, which in a way there is. But
mm-hmm.
what you're describing is the significant piece of it, which is you're not off there focused on that.
Yeah, that's exactly my experience this morning, because I woke up and I had a sore neck and I didn't sleep well and I was kind of in a fog and I got up late and I went and sat on the cushion. And then I did my half an hour right before the call, and I grabbed the recorder, which I do right after I meditate. And I just got to, like, lay that whole thing out with the recorder and just, like, yep, that's what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing's going to happen, and you're going to go on the call and put yourself in the queue, and we don't know what's going to happen there. But just the transition from, oh, this is all happening to me, to being able to just step outside it a little bit and say, yep, that's all happening to me, and I can be present, as you point out, with all of that going on.
Yes, and you're here. Now, if I said to you, okay, Greta, well, when you're here, how does that feel? You know, you'd start looking around and coming up with words to describe it, and certainly you're happier than unhappy. You're more happy than unhappy. You're more grateful than not grateful. But it's not that we can expect or that we want to get talked into believing you're just going to just fall into ecstasy. Because that's not it. What you're not doing is focusing on that negativity. You're not leaving here with an experience of life, of an awareness of life, not a I am aware awareness of life, but simply this is awareness. You're not leaving that in order to get into a conversation about something else. Right? That's it. That's it. And when we're here, and we get used to being here, and we prefer being here, does that experience of being here change? Of course it does. Of course it does. But that's an exploration. It's not an assumption or an expectation.
Yeah, that's so true, and I can relate in my experience that. So this morning, you know, when I feel like that, then I kind of distract and stumble around and kind of, well, I don't know what to do. And then I get, okay, well, what do? You do the practice supports that you know support you. So get on the cushion and then grab the recorder. And isn't that my preference? Absolutely.
Yes.
I was going to say, the more we do it, the more reliable it is. So, you know, we know that if I grab the recorder, I'm likely to get a little more awake or maybe a lot awake.
Yes, and certainly disidentified, because I wouldn't have picked up that recorder if I weren't disidentified.
Right.
So we're
and
already
I wouldn't,
in the right place.
Yeah, and I wouldn't pick it up if I hadn't practiced enough to know.
Yeah,
right. that is a reliable shift in awareness. You know, that's a reliable way to come to. I know it's kind of tricky, like you said. You know, you don't want to say it feels a certain way, but actually, it as we practice, it does feel a certain way because I come to.
That's exactly it. Yes, that's exactly it. And it's the direct experience that makes all the difference for us. Now, we talk about it, and we, you know, build up confidence to do this, and, okay, I'm going to try it, and, oh, yeah, I remember that, and, oh, that dropped in, and so I'm going to do it, you know, all of that. But it's our direct experience that is the one that turns it around for us.
Yeah, and it's so reassuring because, you know, to have this kind of way I woke up today and then just, oh, not only did I pop out of it with the recorder, but I got unmuted, and I'm just like, oh, I'm having this completely different experience than I was a little while ago.
That's right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And life is so kind to us in that way. So a lot of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Endlessly kind. And unfailingly kind.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So
thank you,
thank
Greta.
Thank you very much to both of you.
Gassho. Pleasure. Gassho.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Greta. You know, Sherry, just to go back to the quote about being happy, that we are happy when we're not identified with that conversation and conditioned mind. In fact, We feel compassion and kindness and gratitude and happiness when attention is not there. So it's such an interesting exploration to recognize that all of the qualities of presence are qualities of presence, and yet that negativity, that experience that we have when we're identified with ego, is all feeling states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore we project that presence also has a feeling, but feelings are what we experience. Just as Greta was pointing out, I feel dissatisfied or unhappy,
tired or anxious or whatever it is.
They are all feelings associated with conditioning. And so it seems like from conditioned mind, we project that presence is also a feeling, and it isn't. It's just the absence of conditioned mind.
Negativity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And it's an absence that contains all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we do. Ego certainly has a giddy, goofy, a slightly obnoxious form of, I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just
mm-hmm.
in the same way on the other end of the continuum, it's deeply unpleasant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that what we're going for is center, and it's not any of that. And we have to find out by getting there what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, shall we hear from our next caller? You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Well, hello.
Hi,
Jen.
Hello. Okay, that's it. I'm having the moment of like, I didn't prepare, and that's okay. And I don't know. I'm just here because I want to keep practicing, hitting that unmute, which I have been doing, and that's been really, really good, and so here I am.
Yes, and Jen, while you breathe over there, just to underline that, that's exactly what we were just talking about, right? So people are conditioned to be afraid to get into the queue because, well, I won't know what to say. I haven't prepared. I have to, right? So if you don't know what you're going to say, then for God's sake, don't put yourself in a position of having to speak. But what we get to practice in this is exactly the place that we're talking about. Well, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. Now what? Now what? And life will supply what is in this moment. It always has, and it always will, and only conditioned mind wants us to believe that that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, and make sure that we never, press the unmute and get to have whatever experience that we're kept from even having a chance to try that out, right? So, yeah.
Precisely.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Yes, and with this quote and looking at it, I just... I'm doing a little project of looking at happiness, excitement, all of that kind of stuff, and it's been really helpful to see there's how much resistance there is to that in conditioning. Like conditioning is just like, no, that I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be excited. There's nothing, there's just it's so amazing how And it always takes me to the one that I think we had recently, too, with the capacity to take things for granted, that infinite capacity that humans have to take things for granted, too, because there's so much. I mean, if I really am paying attention to happiness, to presence, to excitement, to any of those words, there's a huge amount of things always, even in the midst of challenges or whatever is going on. And yet, conditioning is around, it's just like, no, there's nothing. And there's no big problem, and this is what we have to focus on. I don't know.
And,
it's just been really interesting to see that.
Yeah. It's essential to see that. Because, again, what we're supposed to believe is that's me.
That's me.
I really want to be happy. I want to be excited and grateful about life, but I just can't be. And so here's the proof that there's something really wrong with me because I can't do that. And what you're seeing is that's not me. It's not me. So that's when I do the, you know, if somebody were walking around beside you all day long, your shadow, right? There's a shadow that you have that is that, no, I don't want to be happy. I'm not going to focus on that. There are these problems. You need to think about this. You need to fix that. You need to, okay? I mean, it would be obvious. That's that shadow talking. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. It's talking. It's not me. And that's what you're getting to see. It's not you. You actually do want to be present and happy and excited and grateful about life. But that conditioning that has attached itself to you really doesn't want that. So now we're in the operation phase of practice, right? We are going to surgically sever that connection. The way the connection is maintained is through attention. The severing happens when we turn attention away from it.
Yeah, I love the severing image. Something like that was coming up for me too, because it does, it feels like it's like, I don't know, the image for me was more like it's a fishnet that it keeps like throwing over me, you know, like, yeah. And then I'm all tangled up in it, you know, so that feels like that is exactly it, just to kind of cut free of that. And that's,
yeah.
I don't know how this all relates, but this, it feels like it's all connected. I was feeling all of that and looking at that this morning. And a lot of times I'll do some kind of movement practice, sometimes yoga, and which is great, but sometimes it just felt like it was just not enough this morning. Like I couldn't, you know, I needed something to really, so I did some dancing, and it was fascinating to watch the dancing because it was like I could get to, you know, if I would stay with it, I could get to a point to kind of like, to sever that, to turn the attention away and just be with the music and the body, and then it would try to come back in, and then I had to go to my next commitment, so then the conversation really tried to pull me back in, but I could experience a little bit of both of those places, like, you know, turning attention completely away from it and just being in that experience, and then how it tries to keep throwing the fishnet over me and all of that, so, yeah.
And you know, Jen, one, you could combine those activities. First, when it starts, just stop and be really still and look for the places, look for how the fishnet is wrapped around you. And do an actual process of and snip that one, and snip that one, and snip that one, okay? And then get up and do your yoga or your dance or whatever and watch it. And when you have time in your schedule, when it starts in again, picture it snipping. So these are the karma nippers, right? So you picture yourself just snipping that and coming back to what you choose, presence, okay? And it starts in again, and in your mind you say, mm-mm, and you picture that snipping, and then you come back.
Yeah, that's great. And that could be a great
you
dance.
You can do that all day.
Yeah. Nipping dance, yeah. Yes.
Right? You can do that all day, wherever you are. You watch it start up and you go, mm-mm, and snip it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
very
great.
Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jen. You know, what dropped in or in the earlier part of that conversation, Cherry, is, as the quote said, happy is an experience of the absence of conditioned mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in conditioned mind, it can never be happy.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
That is our
yes.
clue.
We can just stop there and take that in. Yeah. We just stop there. Conditioned mind is never going to be happy because the happy that we're talking about is not conditional.
That's right. It's not a mental process. And so to recognize I feel anxious or I feel the feeling actually points us to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Identified.
I'm identified. Yep.
Yeah.
And then
all right, here.
Snip.
Go ahead, sorry.
Right? Snip.
Redirect.
Yeah, just come back to here. Come back to the breath. Come back to the heart beating. Come back to what I'm seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, hearing. And every time it comes in, snip.
Well, and I think what you always point out is that when we come back here and make the movement that Greta was talking about, well, I feel that way, so I'm picking up the recorder and I'm making the movement to hear, which is to talk about how I feel, then I'm not feeling it because I'm talking about it. And we have that experience that you've always pointed to, which is presence is not a feeling. So when I'm here, going to check with conditioned mind about how I'm feeling is going to tell you you're not feeling the way you should be feeling.
Right.
And so here is talking about about conditioning implies that we are here watching it. We're not identified with it. And so that important place of making the movement to here and not checking about how I'm feeling.
Right. Just checking. I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Are you really here? Well, I don't know. I think I'm here. Feels like here.
Yeah.
See those trees?
Yeah.
See that light through the leaves? See that? Yep, it feels pretty here.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Deanna from Santa Cruz.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I need to do more snipping. I'm definitely caught in a story at work. And, boy, it seems so real. And
It's so true.
And, ouch. Yeah. It's good to laugh about it. It's good to see it. And
it's good to have that distance that Ashwini was just talking about, right? Now you're talking about it. You can feel the difference of not being caught in it.
Yeah, and the image of the snipping, I think, is going to be really helpful because, you know, it keeps coming back, you know, throughout the day in bigger and smaller pieces, and conditioning says, here's another story to prove, you know, X, Y, Z. And so I think I just need to, you know, just to be ready to snip all day.
Yes, yes, exactly so. Exactly so. And the part of this that's great is that it's up for you now and it's big. Right? So it is going to be coming at you all day long. You can practice snipping all day long. During the times when there's not anything really disastrous going on, it's more difficult for us to recognize the fishnet that has us. Fishnet, that's stockings, isn't it? The fishing net. it's different. And it's more difficult to see what we're being caught in and do the snipping because it's not
right.
So dramatic. Yeah, so this is a good opportunity.
Yes, and it is a good opportunity, and it's a familiar one. It's so fascinating to me that, you know, the content will repeat in the same form. You know, I'll look at it and it's like, wait, I had this in my last job. I think I had this, you know, I think I had this in graduate school, you know. And there's that, oh, it's a different form, but it's the same.
Oh, good. That's exactly what I was getting ready to ask you about. Can you recognize this as a familiar process? That is so good, isn't it? That is moving through karma.
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
Oh, I know so. I know so. If that's what you are bringing conscious awareness to, okay, now instead of it's about this thing at work and them and me and what you're doing is seeing how that karmic pattern repeats. Just as you said, wow. This was going on in my last job, and see how what the voices are telling you now is like what the voices were telling you then. Then look for it in relationships, right? Then look for it in you know, just everywhere you've lived, what just look for that repeating karmic pattern. So the conversation is slightly different now because now we're talking about Ed, and before it was Judy. But notice how the emotions, you know, whatever it is that this means, it means about them and that and you and this. And as you're seeing that as a repeating pattern in the way we were just talking about, you're stepping back from it. It's not able to catch you in the same way.
Yeah.
And so in that, you know, being fascinated by that, you'll decide when you want to snip it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going on, and you realize, okay, I can see how it had me tangled up in the same. I see that. And it wants to repeat the story. Snip. So you go for the insights and snip the story.
Right, because otherwise, you know, otherwise what I'm facing is, you know, this story seems so strong, and it's like, okay, well, you know, quit this job. And it's like, but then I'll just get the next job, and the same thing will happen. Yeah.
That's right. And that's the point, isn't it? I mean, that, to me, that's the point of awareness practice, that we get to see that. So, you know, conditioned mind would say, well, so it's been a mistake because you could have stayed in that first job and you would have some serious seniority at this point. No, you wouldn't have seen any of this if you hadn't taken the steps that you've taken in your life. That's how we see it. Nothing's a mistake.
No.
Even not seeing it isn't a mistake because we see it when we're ready to see it.
Yeah, and how old it is. I mean, it feels ancient, and it feels both ancient, like I've done this, you know, for many, many eons, but also it feels so young. The feelings it brings up, you know, I can see myself as 5 years old wanting mommy and daddy to be pleased, you know. So there's a lot of young, you know, being in here.
And to look at that, just to introduce this possibility in your looking, we can see in that how we arrive with the karma.
Yes.
Not that it started in this lifetime, and if I'd had better parents, I wouldn't be, no. The karma created the parents.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah. So as we begin to see that, we do sense the lifetime after lifetime, you can just see that karma coming down through the ages, attaching here, and then there in those circumstances, and then it gets to here where it's going to be resolved.
Yeah, and
it's going
to
be returned to what it authentically is.
And when I snip, I mean, it's kind of surprising I don't snip more often, because when I snip and I look around, it's gorgeous. And, you know, I mean, what is there is really amazing. And, you know, I'll be walking along the ocean and I'll be looking at the sunset and I'm like, gorgeous story, you know.
Yes. Which is back to what we were talking about with Jen. Right? You can see that that is not you. You do not want to be feeding your life to ego karma. You don't. It's just that you haven't been able not to because for a long time you believed that that process of caught and conditioned mind was you. Now you see, no, I don't want to feed that. I want to be here looking at the sunset and the ocean. I want to be enjoying this life. I want to be present for it. Now, practice is a completely different process.
Right.
All right. Enjoy.
Personal.
Thank you.
Okay. You are so welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Enjoy that sunset for all of us, okay?
I will. I'll absolutely take all of it for everyone tonight.
All right, good.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Deanna.
And that brings us to the end of another wonderful show. Sherry, here is our assignment. Oh, I love this one. Expecting the world to treat you fairly because you're a good person is a little like expecting the bull not to attack you because you're a vegetarian. Years ago, someone greeted me with, "How are you treating the world?" Well, now that's the whole deal in one simple question. We know that what we do is what we get. What we practice is what we have. What kind of experience do I want? And that's what I better be, because how we are is what we do, and what we do is what we have. Listening to a story in the head about what a good person I am has nothing to do with how I'm being. Today, drop the story and practice making how you are congruent with what you want for your life. Record and listen.
Wow. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Thank you, Sherry, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.